Welcome to the ITP. Most of you have been here before, so I won't do the usual explanation of what the ITP is, or who I am, or anything. Let me just, however, remind you that if any of you have any ideas for proposals that the ITP might undertake for programs of the type that we are carrying out now, please take the time to talk to me during the next few days. And the particle physics community has been, in the past, pretty unimaginative in making proposals. And we're trying to correct that. And I think we've made some progress, but we need ideas. And any of you, if you look at the weather outside, want to spend a few months in Santa Barbara, the best way to do so is to come up with a brilliant idea that you're willing to, for a program that you're willing to organize. So as you know, we've been having, we've had a program in the last few months on the interface between formal and formal theory and phenomenology in the area of supersymmetry and string theory and in field theory. And it's been a very exciting program due to a variety of new dimensions, as the title of this conference refers to. I'm really very pleased to see the revival of string theory phenomenology and the emergence of a new area of phenomenology in which new ideas in field theory and string theory are being used to come up with some very exciting scenarios, unlikely as they may be. However, they are extraordinarily exciting, and we'll hear a lot about that. Let me also say a few words about organizational things that Misha was planning to do, but I'll never hurts to repeat. As you know, everything at the ITP goes out on the web instantaneously, so you should, of course, remember that when you're giving a talk, and hand over your transparencies upon finishing your talk to the staff outside. You'll get them back within a few hours, and you'll appear on the web. Breaks and lunches will be out there, just out that door that's at the moment covered. The other thing I wanted to tell you was that, those of you who haven't heard, that Lisa Randall, who was one of the organizers of the conference and of the program, had a non-work-related accident a few weeks ago, about, let's say, 10 days ago, I think. She fell while climbing, was hospitalized, and is now recuperating in the Bay Area on her back. The recovery seems to be going very well. She's in good spirits by now. And we intend to send her a large card that we're trying to find, which you can all sign your name to. So that we'll put that outside on the table there, and when you have some time, you know, sign your name and we'll send it to her. We certainly miss her. So with that, let me turn over the podium to Misha, who is one of the other organizers of the only organizer left standing. But, you know, we have absolute confidence that he...
I'm not going to go rock climbing during the conference.
Well, that's for sure. But we have also confidence that he can easily stand in for three organizers. Let me just say a word that I'm sure Misha will discuss. The way the conference is organized is that they're sort of standard formal talks in the mornings, but in the afternoons the idea is to have, say, more like Russian talks, if you will, with lots of discussion. And that's something that we've done a few times at ITP and can be very successful, but only, you know, if the audience participates. And feels free to under you know to open those talks up for discussion. They can be then it can be very successful. So I urge you all to not to be shy, at least in the afternoon.
Okay.
Misha.
Yes, I need to speak using the microphone.
Yep.
No. Okay. Thanks. Okay, first of all, on behalf of the organizers, Lisa Randall, David Kutasov, and myself, I would like to welcome all of you, all the participants to this conference, and I hope it will be fruitful to everybody. This welcome speech was supposed to be given by Lisa Randall, but unfortunately, as David already mentioned, she fell down during a rock climbing exercise, and she cannot be here today. And what I want to say that, in fact, that this particular conference is her personal child, because she decided the direction of the conference, she gave it the title, she suggested the speakers, and in general just orchestrated the whole event. Therefore, it's a great pity that she cannot see, hopefully, how good it will go. Let me remind you that this conference and the whole workshop in general was designed to provide a convenient forum for interaction between string theorists, field theorists, and phenomenologists. And therefore, when you will be given talks, please do remember that if you are, say, a string theorist, not everybody in the audience is a string theorist. There are some other poor guys, and vice versa. If you are doing a phenomenological talk, please do remember that there are less few people who are less in contact with phenomenology, and please try to do every effort to make what you are saying understandable to as many people as you can. That is to say that phenomenology and field theory people should make an effort to elevate themselves a little bit to string theory, and on the contrary, string theorists should try to descend a little bit down to practical matters, you know. Okay, as David told you, we tried to make every afternoon session topical. That is to say, the session which starts after lunch, each day is devoted to some particular topic, however narrowly or broadly it is defined, and then it is supposed that after talks are over, people start discussing vigorously this particular topic. Topics are supposed to be good. So I really do urge you to come up with some live discussion, and the responsibility to ignite this discussion rests with the leaders of the sessions. You know, there are people who chair the session, so they're supposed to store some ingenious ideas during the talk, and when the talks are over, to just splash them out to the audience, so the audience can pick them up immediately and try make any sense of them. So please do remember that each discussion session, it may last about 50 minutes or an hour, but it's a great addition to the conference. Now, all talks are supposed to be 50 minutes in duration. That is to say that there are 45 minutes for talk per se, and then 5 minutes for answering questions. And please be strict with your time. Do not overspeak, don't overspend your time. The problem here is not even with us, the organizers, we could tolerate that. The problem is that all refreshment breaks and all lunch events and the stuff like this is being organized by outside companies. You see, they put a huge tent and they will bring their people, and their people will come right on time and will leave right on time. Therefore, if we sort of overspeak and delay our talk, say, by 15 minutes, the refreshment break is gone. So it's up to you to choose what is more important to you. Again, I think that it's the leaders of the sessions which really have to be tough with the speakers and remind them to be precise with their time slots. You can speak less if you want to, but don't speak more. Okay, And that's about it. We'll have two conference dinners today and on Friday, and I hope this will be, these two events will also be great events for people to chat with each other. So every success. I'm done as an organizer, and now I have to give the floor to Dr. Elizur, who is going to be the leader of the first session, and I'm the first speaker. It happened so. I'm sorry. Lisa was supposed to open the conference. I was supposed to be the speaker, but now I have to do the ball. So I continuously sort of drift, if you don't mind.